We have a special guest in the studio with us. Juanita Knutson, the track manager at Fiesta City Speedway, is in the studio with us to talk racing because that's that time of the season, isn't it, Juanita?
It sure is, yes.
Thanks for coming in.
You bet, no problem. Thanks for having me back again this year.
Yeah, we've kind of made this our annual little meeting, right?
Yes, we have.
Well, I know a lot of people are excited for racing season to begin.
Yeah, we are all excited, that's for sure. Got a lot of work to do yet, but... you know, weather hasn't really cooperated in the last month, but we'll get it all done and we'll be ready to start our opening night on May 2nd.
Yeah, that you mentioned weather.
Yes.
And that's a big deal with racing, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. You know, that rain, as much as I love the rain too, it can be a real downer on Thursdays and Fridays, yeah. That's for sure. But we do whatever we can possibly do to get our weekly show in.
So, Juanita, I think you're one of the few women track managers around, right?
Yeah, that is correct.
Any more than
you? Yep, there's another one up in Bemidji.
Okay.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I know, you know, believe it or not, there is a lot of women behind the scenes of racing. As for the promoting position, yeah, there's a few of us, but... the women are definitely in the background because we got to keep all these men organized. So
that's well said.
Very true.
So how long have you been a track manager? Is that the quite right
track
term?
Promoter?
Track promoter.
Yeah.
At Fiesta City Speedway.
This is my fourth year.
Fourth year. Okay.
Yep. But I've been involved in racing for. I'm going into my 34th year.
Okay. I was going to say since you're a little girl, I bet, huh?
I was 16.
Did you race yourself?
I raced once.
Okay.
Never do it again.
Was that in Madison here?
Yep, I did the time trials. I held the slowest lap time for many years.
You spent a lot of time at the Madison Speedway, haven't you?
Yes, I did. Yep, I was there, I think, right around 10 years or so.
Okay.
And then I've been with Fiesta City.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about the season coming up here at Fiesta City Speedway. When do you open again, you said?
May 2nd.
Okay, and that's a Friday.
Yes.
All races are on Friday, basically?
We have one night that we are going to race a Wednesday night just due to some scheduling conflicts for that Friday. But yes, otherwise we are Fridays.
Okay. So help me out here. How many race car drivers do you have? Do they have to sign up to race at the track? Or how does that work, Juanita?
So each driver gets their WSOTA license. And other than our Fiesta City and Madison Speedway and KRA Speedway over in Wilmer, we have our own pure stock division. So we set the rules for them, and it's just these three tracks that run them. So otherwise, I have six other classes that I run that are all WSOTA sanctioned.
All right, what are those classes? I'm going to put you on the spot.
We
got six of them, huh?
Yep, WSOTA Street Stocks, WSOTA Hornets, WSOTA Midwest Mods, WSOTA Modifieds, WSOTA Hornets.
You're doing good.
Oh, I think I said Hornets. Okay. And the WSOTA Late Models.
Okay.
Very good. And Midwest Mods. Did I say Midwest Mods? I don't know. I keep them all straight.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
That's
thanks.
That's awesome. Talk about WSOTA. Now, I understand that you're on the board at the WSOTA board.
WSOTA level.
Level,
yes.
Yeah.
Yep. So
what is WSOTA?
So what happens in November is all the tracks, promoters, and so forth, they all come together in November. It's also when the annual banquet is run, the national banquet.
Okay.
And we have meetings, and we just go over kind of the year and some rules and all that kind of stuff. And then the promoters get to vote for board members. And I was lucky enough this year that I was voted on to the board. So
congratulations.
Thank you. I am holding a two-year term. There was somebody else that had stepped down, and so there was a two-year term that needed to be filled. And so I filled that position. And then there's another gentleman that took the one-year position that was open. It's been such a great learning experience. I've absolutely loved it. I've got a great group that we're working with, and Couple of them are other racetrack promoters, so they have some pretty big racetracks. And so, yeah, it's been great getting to know all these other people and around. And, you know, I'm responsible for like six other tracks, which just means, I shouldn't say responsible, but I am their point of contact. And so if they have any issues or whatever, then, you know, they'll reach out to me and then I'll take it on further.
How big is Wasota? How many states involved in that?
So we have North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Nebraska, Montana, and Canada.
Big responsibility then. Well, congratulations. You say all this with a smile on your face. You must really have a passion for it, huh?
I do. I love this sport. Absolutely. I mean, I could certainly be spending my weekends out, you know, sitting by the lake, but nope, I'd rather be in the dirt and the fumes. So, yeah.
All right. Back to Fiesta City Speedway. You want to talk about your schedule a little bit?
Yeah. So, again, we start May 2nd, and that will be our opening night. And then May 23rd, we have Military Appreciation Night, where all veterans are free for that night. So, yeah, we would love to have everybody come on out and honor them great people. We do have the American Legion of Montevideo and also the VFW of Montevideo that do the raising of the flag and that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's a great night. This year we have, we have done this in the past of the Late Model Challenge Series. That this year is going to be run May 30th. Now, this goes into conjunction with KRA Speedway will run it Thursday night.
Okay.
I will run it Friday night. Madison Speedway will run it Saturday night. And then they go to Watertown Casino Speedway on Sunday night.
Oh, that's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, it is. It's a cool, cool event. There's lots of drivers. You're looking at probably anywhere from 30 to 40 late models from all over that come up for this. So it's a pretty good payout on it. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. And these guys are some of the best.
The best drivers
around,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Then, which this one just sticks out to me. I just love this tour. I love all of our tours, but since way back in the years of Madison Speedway, I just love the street stocks. It's just, it's my thing. And we do have a street stock tour once again this year. Okay. That will be held on June 13th.
Okay.
And this is the group that I just love to watch, not only on the racetrack, but off the racetrack. This group of men and women, there's women in there, they just stick together. I mean, something goes wrong with the car, and they are all there.
Help each other out.
They definitely help each other out, and they cheer each other on and whatever. It's just a fun group of men and women to hang out with and just have a great time. So, yeah, we're looking forward to having them on June 13th.
Okay.
New this year, I am having, on June 20th, I'm having the Fast Lane Super Stocks. What that is that's going to be a special. Fast Lane, they come out of northern Minnesota. We're trying to get them to pull down here a little bit further south. Mm-hmm. The last few years, they have been averaging 30 to 40 Super Stocks.
Oh, wow.
In that one night event, you know, at each racetrack. So I'm really excited. Super stocks are getting to be a little bit bigger around this area. But yeah, it'll be fun to have them come on down and race our track, you know, and just give some of our locals, you know, a little run for their money too. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's starting May 23rd and May 30th, June 13th, then June 20th. You got like four important races right there.
Yes, I do.
Speedway.
Yep. And then I do have July 11th. Once again, I'm going to have the Timmy Eames ALS race. Mm-hmm. Most people know who Timmy is, but Timmy is a former Midwest modified driver, and he is still battling ALS, and that kid, he's got the willpower to live, that's for sure.
Okay.
So his family raises all the money that goes towards that purse. Mm-hmm. And last year it was $3,058 to win that race.
Wow.
And so, yeah, that seems to draw a pretty good crowd.
Yep. Good. Okay. And we got Chippewa County Fair Night, August 1st, it looks like.
Yes. Yes, we have the fair race, and we, you know, have, I don't know exactly if we're going to run every single class that night. It all kind of depends.
Okay.
We'll determine that a little closer. Just kind of depends what's going on. Then we come into August 8th. We have Meet the Drivers, which is just a great program that I think probably
popular
about
night.
Yeah, about 98% of the racetracks run this,
yep.
Do this Meet the Drivers. And what happens if you've never been to a race before is all these drivers come out and they all just hand out treats and whatever.
Nice.
And everybody gets to come out of the grandstand and meet their drivers and take pictures. So
kids yeah. love that, I bet.
They do love it, yes.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
When's the season championship?
Season championship this year is August 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a great night, you know, get to see who we get to crown as our track champions for the year.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, that looks like a full season.
It is.
Got a lot of sponsors,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, we do. We have some great, great sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
All of them, each and every one of them hold a special place with us. They each have given so much. I have to give a huge shout out. We got J&D Construction and Ice Castle Fish Houses, and formerly Outlaw Graphics, which is now Fast Threads,
mm-hmm.
and Monty Motor Sales Auto Body.
Yep.
These guys are just great. And then I have a Victory Lane sponsor of DJ's Planter Sales and Service.
Nice.
They come out of Cottonwood, and that is one of my street stock drivers, who is Dale Lawaji, and he's fantastic to work with, and he's fun to watch race. He's out there, just has a great time. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I know you have some changes at the track this year too.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Yep. Yep. It's kind of been a tough year. The end of 2024, and unfortunately, we lost in September. It was just after our racing season ended. We lost Dave Feldick, who was one of our track prep guys. He had cancer, and he was kind of behind the scenes last year, and helped, you know, from the phone, and then he passed away in September, and then tragically and unfortunately I lost one of my announcers, Garrett Feldick.
Mm-hmm.
Happens to be the same family. They are uncle and nephew.
Oh. Wow.
Very sad to lose Garrett. It's been an emotional roller coaster for us.
The racing community is a big family, isn't it?
We are. Yep. We are one big family.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah.
So.
It's been.
How long had he been PA announcer?
He was, I believe, 5 years.
Okay.
When Garrett came into it, Garrett was pretty standoffish, and you know, just didn't think he was going to do a great job. And we brought him down to the racetrack on an off night, and we said, "All right. Here you go. Here's the mic. Start practicing." And he did fantastic.
Knocked it out of the park.
Yeah,
huh?
He did.
Awesome.
Was not afraid of the microphone. And sometimes he got a little too excited, and we liked that.
Yep.
You know, he blew out a few speakers over the, you know, over a few years. But such a great kid, and we're going to miss him dearly. We did get Scotty Ireland,
yep.
from the Madison area.
And Scotty
here
has
too.
A passion for racing.
Yep. Yep. So. We did get him to replace Garrett,
okay.
for this year, but we will be having a race in Garrett's honor and in Dave's honor also.
Right.
And when that,
yep.
when we figure out that exact date,
let us know.
We
yep.
will let everybody know.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about, is there a place to watch the races? Or, I mean, if you can't make it, or you got a website people can go to? I know you have a lot of announcements to make in case of bad weather and stuff.
Yep. So as for our weather announcements, first place to go, honestly, is to go to Facebook. We immediately post on our Fiesta City Speedway page. But we also reach out to all of the radio stations,
mm-hmm.
and let them know. And all of the radio stations that we work with are great to get that information out immediately.
We should have a radio station race with the radio station guys.
Well, Paul.
I was thinking of Maynard.
No, Paul, have you ever been to a race?
A long, long time ago.
Yeah. No, not recent. And I'm going to hound you every year I do this interview until you get there.
All right.
Yeah.
You did last year.
Yep.
I'm going to do my, I promise you right now, sitting here, I'll come to a race.
Okay, people, you all heard that.
All right.
P. Ramel says he's coming to a race. We'll see if that happens. No, it'd be fun to have a little race, you know, against different radio stations. Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of radio stations in the Fiesta City Speedway market.
Right.
So that's good.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about Maynard would want to race, so...
Maynard's going to announce you racing.
Oh.
Maynard is the former announcer at Madison Speedway.
Yeah, he did that for many years.
Along with Ron Krog.
That's all you got to know Maynard really well, right?
Yes, yep.
All right. All right, Juanita, any other things? Do you have a website?
We do have a website, which is FiestaCitySpeedway.com.
Okay.
And I'm in the process of just doing all the updating on that. I did want to bring up, too, if there's ever, you know, a time that you can't make it to the races, and not only for Fiesta City Speedway, but for Madison Speedway and all the other tracks, Dirt Race Central covers live coverage, and you can certainly go on there, and you can rent the race on there, or you can just buy the yearly subscription. So Dirt Race Central, which is also Wasota TV, Wasota.tv.
Okay, nice. Yeah. What is the admission to come in?
Adults are $15.
And kids? Yeah,
and kids are free.
Free?
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
Yep.
All right, we'll have a fantastic racing season, Juanita.
Absolutely, thank you. Thanks for having me again.
You bet, and we'll do it again next year.
That sounds good.
I'll probably see you before next year, right?
Yeah, I better see you at the racetrack.
Okay, will do. And your season opener?
May 2nd.
All right, what time do the races start?
7 p.m.
All season long.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Juanita.
You bet. Thank you.
Juanita Knutson, the Fiesta City racetrack promoter. And another great season coming up here at Fiesta City Speedway.